Tamed Beis. Va'omar Rabbi Elazar Eliyahu hitiach dvorim klapei mailo. Eliyahu Hanavi was hitiach dvorim pashtes, he said dvorim koshim klapei mailo, shenema va'ato hasiboiso es liboim hacheranis. That the Rabbeinu Shlom was the cause that the lev of Klal Yisrael went acheranis. That means the Rabbeinu Shlom brought about was goyrim the averis. Omar Rab Shmuel bar Rab Yitzchok minayin shechozer HaKadosh Baruch Hu vohoydel el Eliyahu. How do we know that the Rabbeinu Shlom agreed with Eliyahu Hanavi? Dechsiv va'asher hariyoisi. Is a posik in Micha, there the Rabbeinu Shlom says, Asher Hariyoisi. Let's see Rashi. Reisha Dikro, the beginning of the posik is as follows. Oisva Hatzoileyo. I will heal the one who is limping. Vanidocho Akabeitzo. And the Nidochim I'll also bring together. Vasher Hariyoisi. So Pashta Dekro is that all the others who I did bear to, all the others who received Yisurim from the Rabbeinu Shloilom. But the Masho explains Chazal did not want to learn this Pshat in the Posik because mi pi el yain loiseitze haroz, the Rabbeinu Shloilom, to moiseis rosh ha-ro, a person does a ro, so the ro that he does punishes him, mi pi el yain loiseitze haroz. So here the Rabbeinu Shlom says, Vasher Hareyoisi, the Rabbeinu Shlom is Miyaches the Rot himself. So therefore, we say Pshat in the Posek, Anigo Ramti Lohem Sheberosi Yetzer Horo. The Rabbeinu Shlom says he was Goyrim, that they did the Roes because he created the Yetzer Horo. Just let's go a little further, we'll have a little explanation in this Gemara. Der klar, we have noticed a very shvera omid of agadete, and the only thing I can say, the Rab Chaim Volozhiner says in Keser Roish, Chidushe Torah is when a person understands something a little bit clearer, that's also called Chidushe Torah. So to understand a little bit from the agadete, we accomplished a lot. Omer Rab Chama b'Rab Chanina, ulmolei sholesh mikrois halolu, if it wouldn't be for these three psukim, Nismaitetu ragleyem shel soine Yisrael. So, Klal Yisrael would not have, Klal Yisrael would not be able to stand. Chad dirsiv ba'asher hariyoisi. One pasuk is as asher hariyoisi. The Rabbeinu Shlom brought about that there should be ra through creating the Yetzer Hara. V'chad d'chsiv, there's another pasuk that says, Hine kachoymer b'yad ha-yoytzer, kein atem b'yodi beis Yisrael. Also, the Klal Yisrael is in the hands of the Rabbeinu Shloilom. V'chad d'chsiv, asiroisi eslev ha-even, mibsarchem v'nosati lochem leiv boso. V'rapopoma mehochev esruchi etem b'kirbechem, v'osisi ha-umek eis asher b'chukai teleichu. I will make that you will go in my chukim. Before we go into the protim of the Gemara, it's kedai to say over a beer on this Gemara b'derech klal from Rav Dessler Michtav Meleyo. He speaks about our Gemara b'protius in Chelik Dalet, but in Chelik Beis, page 103, he speaks a little clearly about this inyan. And he says as follows, V'hine ha'odom b'vadai achroi ba'ad b'chirosei haro. Here we learn this Gemara, it sounds very good. The Masha'olon is Moira. The Rabbein Shalom is the cause of everything. A person will do an Aveira. Asher Yoise. No, Rabbein Shalom, what do you want from me? So it would seem there's no Schavoinish, there's no Bechire, it's not my fault. We shuckle sich off from the ganze Achrayis of Achet. So he says, that is not true. V'hine ha'odom b'vadai acharoi ba'ad b'chirosei haro. A person is responsible, a person has b'chire, and if a person chooses to do ra, he's responsible for that. Kol nisoyan haniten liyodom, every nisoyan that a person has, that a person finds himself, Omnam b'yecholtei hulamayt boi. It is possible to be misgaber and to be oimed in each nesoyin. U'b'yodoi lehisgaber al kol ha-germim ba-meisisim ha-chitzoyniyim ba-pnimiyim ha-misyatzim lo-i-bederech. Every obstacle that stands in his way or that encourages him to do an aveire, ha-yeitzahore mi-bachut, ha-yeitzahore mi-bifnim, he's bekoyach to overcome all these obstacles. Ve'im lo'i hisgaber aleim. And what happened if he didn't overcome these nisyonis? Harei hu chayev b'dino yisborach. So he had a choice. He had an opportunity. So when you saw that he was did not overcome these obstacles, he fell through, so he's chayev. Ach im yabitu al ha'odom b'mides hadin kozois. If this will be the way the person will be judged, then the pasuk says, "Mi yitztak lefonecho badin," and that's true. Who can say that he is right? Who can say that he is tzedek? Every yirida, every chait, a person is achroy. Avo, hine kol inyan hoachrayis hu inyan yachasi. That means every responsibility that a person, you put on a person, is relative. Dahainu be'ezei chumras hadin mistaklim al achet. How does one look on the chet? Do you look at it with the complete chet? Or you can look at it differently. Anu mevakshim milfonav yisborach, and this is pshat in this gemore, sheyabit oleinu al pimidas harachmim. This pu'ule can be judged al pimidas harachmim. In Chelek Talad, he explains, there's a mishpat that an odin has to an evet, and that's the pure midas adin. Then there's a mishpat with rachmim that an ov has on a ben. A mishpat with rachmim, the whole din gets changed. How does it get changed? Say Yishchashev gam b'koishi ha-nisoyin. That is true, we were able to be misgabel, but it was a difficult job. U'begomim lachet. We're asking the Rabbi Nishlam take this into consideration. V'dalgois rabois yesh lemabot zeh shol rachmim. And if we tie it to the Rabbi Nishlam to take everything into consideration, there's different madreges of rachmim, acha rachmim, el yoinev and his government. There's meiredike darges of rachmim. Ad she yesh gam geder, there is such a darge of rachmim, that the Gemara says before, ritzoineinu lasais ritzoincho, we tell the Rabbi Yisrael, we really want to do your rotzen. No, we're not doing it. El sheser shebeise, Veshibud Malchis Makum. We really want to do your Rotzen. No, we have a Yetzahore. That's why we're not doing the Rotzen. And the Shibud Malchis. There's Nishyainis Mibachutz and Nishyainis Mibafnim. So that is a Darge. Sheim Kayemes Ba'odom Hatshuka Hapnimis La'ovda Yisborach Betare Ulishtacher Migolus a Yetzahore. If the person really wants, if he can really utter the first three words with an emes, ritzoineinu lasais ritzoincho. But we're always falling, because this nesoin, this yisoin, yeah, we could be misgaber, but segeitoch nisht. Marech lo yakodish bolchu, berachmov, umagdol bemishpotei es chashivis hagoymim lechet. And the Rabbi Nishloim can magnify the goymim lechet and take everything into consideration. So that means the perspective, how the Rabbeinu Shloim looks at the Nisoyin and at the Chet, it depends if it is a din al pi midas adin or it is a mishpat al pi midas harachmi. Now let us go back to our Gemara. Our Gemara says il molei sholosh mikrois halolu, and the Marsho explains that we're not speaking about that. In completely, there's this battle, schar voinish. Schar voinish That means we can't make that Rabbi Shlomo forget about everything. But if one would look at the Chaymer Achet, so there would be nismaita to Ragleim Shal Seinei Yisrael. That Klal Yisrael would not have a Kiyum. A very interesting Loshen, nismaita to Ragleim Shal Seinei Yisrael. Why are we speaking about the Ragleim? The Ben Yayoda says, Amoyre de Kizach. He says that Be'emesin Klal Yisrael is muvtach that there won't be kliyachas v'sham, there won't be complete destruction by Klal Yisrael. That Klal Yisrael is muvtach. But even though there's a tremendous tviya in Klal Yisrael, there is a tviya of kliyah of destruction. So me'ikar adin, there should be a gzeire on the complete Klal Yisrael of Anius. Because an oni is choshev kemeis. So really there should be, the Gemara says, kol hayikum asher bigaglehem. Zehu momoinoi shemamidoi al raglov. What enables the person to stand on his own 2 feet? That's Mamoinoi Asher Mamidai al Raglo. So the Emerson, if the din would be al pi midisadin, il molei sholesh mikroi salolu, nismaita tu ragleim shosaini Yisrael. So Klal Yisrael would be a bechina of mise, that all of them would be in a darge of anis. Il molei sholesh mikroi salolu. Agav urche, they say over from the Friedeke Belzerebbe Zechayne Livroche, Ameiradike Optaich, that he said when the Germans Yamach Shemom became close to Eretz Yisrael and they wanted to take over Eretz Yisrael, so he says there was Ameiradike Kitrug on Klal Yisrael. And they were nitzel then. But there was a Kitrug that they also should get killed. But the Gzeirem in HaShemayim was that they should, that should be nischalef, the mise ba'anias. That's what there's such a tremendous anias in Dachkus and Eretz Yisrael. The Belzer Rebbe said then, that was in place of the gzeira of mise. Al koponim, il mole sholesh mikroi salolu nismaita tu ragleim shosoine Yisrael, Klal Yisrael would be deserving of kliya, and al koponim, Aoni choshev kemeis. That's nismaita tu ragleim shel soine Yisrael. These 3 mikrois, the Rabbeinu shel Olam is taking into consideration the difficulties that Klal Yisrael encountered, and with a mabot shel rachmim, the din becomes different, and therefore there's no nismaita tu ragleim shel soine Yisrael. Rav Dessler explains one more nekude as follows. He says, if a yid does a chet, so there's a gevaldike chilul Hashem. He was told not to do it, and he does it. There's a gevaldike chilul kvayt shemayim. And the tachlis of the bria is that should be brought out kvayt shemayim. When the Rebbeinu shel Olam looks at the chet with this mabot shel rachmin, and we are makir, the gewaldike rachmonis that is involved here after the realization of the chet. And we see the tremendous rachmonis of the Rebbeinu shel Olam, is then Klal Yisrael is zoiche through the mechilas hachet that becomes nizgale and nisrabe kvoit shamayim. That is what Klal Yisrael was zoiche. This was what through the tefillah we'll see of Eliyahu, through the tefillah of Moshe Rabbeinu. That is true, we did not bring about Kvoit Shamayim through doing your Rotzen. But let it come out that through our not doing your Rotzen, in your tremendous Mechila, you're taking into consideration Asher HaRiyosi and the other Cheshbonos, through that will come out a Gevaldike Kvoit Shamayim. This was the Tiach Dvorim Klapei Mailo. One Pasuk is Asher HaRiyosi. Another pasuk is, Hine kechomer biyad hayoitzer, kem atem biyodi beis Yisrael, The Goyin says that in these three psukim, we are speaking about there are three types of Yitzrei Hara. There is the Hakasoni, Hatavoni, and then there's the third one. Let's first think about the first two. Hakasoni is the person has in himself a netiya to do ra in rishis. That's a rotzen to do ra, which can bring about ritziche and other midos mushchosos. That's the b'china asher harayosi. The Rabbi Yishalom is saying that I was misaviv that a person should have such a rotzen. That's the koyach hara. Then there's the koyach hataavoni. That a person is lohut lemiloi tavoiso. He says when a person is lohut to after his taivis, so then he loses his koyach hahergish. The koyach to feel anything, to deher anything, it becomes the leiv is otum legamri. It's completely stuffed. He has no hergish whatsoever. That is considered the leiv ha'evin. And there's a third yetzer hara that the person is, he's an otzel, and he doesn't, he's pushed, he's not doing anything. And that's a tremendous chumriyistike yetzer hara, that's hinei kechoymer b'yad ha'yetzer. And the Rabbi Nishloilom, in all these three yitzrei haras, the Rabbi Nishloilom is saying, he had a yad in this, and therefore, this will be misaviv, the mechila of al kaponim, it should not be nismoite to raglayim shel soine Yisrael. Let us see Rashi, ilmolei sholesh mikrois halolu, shemeidim, these psukim, it says, sheyesh biyad hakodesh bolchu lesakein Yisreinu, ulohoser yetzer horo mimenu. Very interesting. Rashi says, a kefil haloshen. Tikin hayetzer and asoras hayetzer. It could be, there are two halokim in the yetzer hara. The Rabbeinu Yoina in Sharei Avoide says, that the yetzer hara is called se'or shebe'ise. Se'or shebe'ise means that's the yeast you put in dough. So the Rabbeinu Yoina explains that if you have a dough without yeast, so it's unedible. The yeast is that which makes the dough edible. You need yeast. But it depends the amount that's put in. You put in too much, soyer is unedible in ganzen. If you put in too much soyer, it's also unedible. You need the right amount. Chazal tell us, il mole yetzer hara, if a person would not have a yetzer hara, Loinosa odomisha, a person would never get married, he would never have built houses, loinota kerem, he wouldn't do anything. He wouldn't have any koyach to motivate him. So the sa'ir shebe'isa everyone needs. And that's v'haftas Hashem alekecha b'chol levovcha b'shnei yitzrecha, that a person should use this koyach of motivation, this sa'ir, he should use it l'tayv, he needs it. The trouble is we go overboard. So it could be that's the first chelik in Rashi. Sheyesh b'yad HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'saken Yitzreinu, to control it. Then there's another yetzer. There's a yetzer which b'chlal there's no necessity for this yetzer. And that Rashi says, Ulohosir yetzer horo mimenu. There are some chelokim of the yetzer which afilu amiyut is not necessary. Moed moed evishval ruach. Or al koponim, there are other in yonim. So it could be that's the kefil haloshen in Rashi. Nismaitetu ragleinu b'mishpot. Without these psukim, we wouldn't have a maimet. Aval achshav yeshlonu pischoin peh. Now we have a shtikel taine. Shuhu goram lonu, the Rabbeinu Shalom had also a chelik, a gram, Shebora Yetzer Hara, and if this is taken into consideration, if it's a different Mabot, as the Michtam Eliyahu says, it is looked differently, it is looked as a father looks on the Chet of a Ben, So Memela, this Al Koponim is Megin Shaloi Smaitatu Raglaim Shalsaina Yisrael. Ba'amah Rabbi Elazar, Moshe Hitiach Dvorim Klapei Mailo, Shenemar Vayispalu Moshe El Hashem, Al Tikrei El Hashem Elo Al Hashem. Shekein Devei Rabbi Elazar Ben Yaakov Koiren La Alfin Einin La Einin Alfin. So Mamela, he was Koire Al Hashem. Yesterday again we mentioned from Rav Chaim Voloshiner that the Tiach Dvorim Klapei Mailo, he says pshat that the Tefillah was on the Tzar of the Rebbeinu Shlom. That what Klal Yisrael is in Tzar, that was the Tefillah. The Tefillah wasn't as a personal Bakoshe, no, the Allah Hashem Tiach Dvorim Klapei Mailo. Devei Rabbi Yanai Omri Meihocho. Vedi Zoho. Mai Vedi Zoho. Omri Devei Rabbi Yanai. This Lechay is going back on before, on the, that just like Eliyahu said, that the Rebbein Shalom was Misavev through the Brias HaYetzer, he had a chelik in the Chet, so Devei Rabbi Yanai says Mehoche. Vidi Zov, and the Pashtis is that's also Allah Hashem, also not like Rabbi Chaim Voloshiner, that the Rebbein Shalom also had a chelik in the Chet. Vidi Zov, Mai Vidi Zov, Omri Devei Rabbi Yanai, Kachom Omoishlov Nekodish Bochu, Rebbein Shalom, Bishvil Kesev Zov, Shehishpato Lahem Le Yisrael. Rebbein Shalom was Mashpia, so much wealth to Klal Yisrael, Ad Sheomru Dai, Hu Goram Sheosa Es HaEgel. That was Goyrim, that they made the Egel. The Meforshim say, Why does it come in V'dizov Ad She'omru Dai? Be'etzem there's a tchune, a person is never happy. If he always says, Hav, Yesh Leimone Reitzem Osayim, a person is never happy. He always feels he's a Nitzrach. If by this would have been the matzah by Klal Yisrael, so Moshe Rabbeinu would not have been able to be a Melech Yoshe. The Klal Yisrael was saying, we still don't have enough. No, Moshe Rabbeinu says, listen, it was so much that even Klal Yisrael said it was enough. Ad she'omru dai, they themselves said that they had an abundance of kesev izov. So you see how much it was already. That was geirim she'oso es ha'egel. Omri devei Rabbi Yanai, ein ari noyheim mitoich kupo shel teven, Elo mitoich kupo shel boso. What does Rashi say? Ein ari noyheim. So Rashi says, what was Rashi before? Hitiach loshen zrike, kamei kemetache vei keshes. Hitiach dvorim klapei mailo. Ein ari noyheim. An ari does not become someyach umishtageya umazik. He says, that what an Ari gets into a mood of shigoyin, in a mood of destruction, if he has a kupe shel teven, he won't get into such a mood. Now, lemitoich kupe shel boso, that entices the lion to become a sugar. Omar, this is one marshal. Omar Rabbeishiye, Moshe la'odom shahoysa lo'i para krusha u'bala seivorim. A person had a weak para, but it was big, but it was kochush. Ha'achila karshinim, so he gave it to eat. Bohoysa meva'etas boy. And the yashikayach was, he kicked him for it. O'ma'lo migorim lich shetahe meva'etas bi, elo karshinim she'achalticha. The kashinim that I gave you. Omar Rab Chiya Barab Omar Rab Yochanan Moshe Lo'odom Echad Shehoye Lo'i Ben. A person had a son, and Hilchitzoi V'Sochoi V'Chiloi V'Ishkeil. And he cleaned him and he beautified him, and he had Macholim V'Tolo Lo'i Kisal Tzavoroi. And he put money that everyone should see he has money to spend. Vayishivay al Pesach shel zaynes. And he put his son on a Pesach by a Pesach shel zaynes. The nisoyin is gevaldik. Mayasa oisay ben shelo yechta. We have here three mishalim. And the Ben Yayod explains these three mishalim are, and there are three types of aveiras which we are speaking about. There is an aveira of a shaygik korev lemezit. For example, we have the maisa of light. Rashi brings down in Chumash, the first night they gave him yayin, he didn't know what would come about. The second night he remembered what happened the first night, but he again drank the wine, being aware what could come about through the drinking of wine. That's called a shaygi karav lemezit. That is the dimyan of a ben shesochay vehilchitzoy. That means there's one type of a chet that, it's possible, ma yasa ben shelo yechta, there's a possibility, but there's no probability. That's one type of a chet. There's another type of a chet, a more chomodike chet, a mezit, that a person is doing l'teyoven though. That means he knows it's wrong, but he can't hold it. This is worse than the first type. Sitting in front of the Pesach Shel Zaynes is already going there. That's not a chet. There's a probability he will be nichshel in a chet, but that mitzadatzme is not a chet. That's a shege kavul amazed. There's amazed, the person knows klo what he's doing is wrong, but he has a gevaldike taiva to do it, and he can't hold himself back. That is the moshul of an ari. Noyeh mitoich kupe shel boso. The kupe shel boso brings about in the ari this taive to be mishtagei o mazik. There's a third type of a chet, a moirit. He does lahaches. And that is the moshul of the poro sheboyit. The poro before it was a balas evom, it didn't have koyach to be mazik. And he gave him kashinim and got the koyach, and the yashe koyach was hoisim of a etas boy. So these are three types of chatoim. And in all these chatoim, we're saying that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam was misaviv, and in the kudin adalge, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam was misaviv that this should come out. Omar Rav Ache, by bringing us into these matzovim, this is also considered a sivu. Omar Rav Ache bereida Rav Huna Omar Rav Sheishis Hainu di Omri Inchi Mole Kreisei. When the stomach gets full, Zini Bishi. What does Rashi say? Mili Hakeres Humimine Chatoim Haroim. This brings about different sugim of Chatoim. But the hashpole toiv, the ribui toiv, that is also a misaviv. This is a more, a dakistike taine. We're not speaking about the yetzer hore. We're speaking about the milui horotzain that the Rabbeinu Shalom gave us, that gufe was misaviv, that we should fall and be oiver averis. And these are the three types of averis. Zini mitageminen, Leminehu liznoi. Omar Rav Ache bereide Rav Huna Omar. Yeah, this we said. Omar Rav Sheish Adar Minshi mili kreisei mole kreisei zini bishi. Shenema kemar isom vayizbo. When they were given mare, they were given food, they became zat. Sovu viyorom libom al kein shechechuni. Rav Nachman Omar Mehoche V'rom Levovecho V'shachachto Es Hashem V'rabonon Omri Mehoche V'ochal V'sova V'doshen Upono V'bo Yisheim Mehoche V'yishman Yeshurun V'yibot. Now we have here a number of psukim, which all the psukim are saying a common inyan, that the shefa of Parnosa brought about the chet. The Marsha says that Be'emison, we're speaking about, these three psukim are speaking about the three Mishalim. For example, we had a Mashal of a Chet of Be'ite, a Chet of Meret. That's the last Pasuk. Vayishman Yeshurin, and instead of showing gratefulness, Vayivot, that brought about Be'ite and Meride. The marshal of the Ben Sheherchitzoi Vesachoi Vayishiva Yal Pesach Shal Zaynis, and he goes into the base of Zaynis, that's the marshal Ufono. The Ochal Vesova Vedoshin Ufono. He goes in the wrong direction. The marshal of the Arim, the Ari Noihem, Misoich Kupe Shal Bosa, which seems this is an automatic thing, it becomes the taiva is ma'orer that he should do these things. This is these first two psukim kemarisam vayizbo sovu v'yorem libom. That's an automatic thing. The sviya brings haromas alayt. Omer Rab Shbul bar Nachmeini, Omer Rab Yonison, minayin shechozor hakadosh baruch hu v'hoydeloi l'moshe. Shenema v'kesef hirbeisi lo v'zov osu labal. Others say pshat that there was a ribuy of kesef v'zov, so the zov they used for the baal, and the kesef they paid the workers for making the baal. So that is, but the Rebbein Shalom was miyacheset v'kesef hirbeisi lo. That brought about the zov osu labal. This, nachamol, so these are dargis, that the G'dayle Yisrael gepoiled by the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, he tiach dvarim klape mailo, that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam should look at it with this mabot, that there was epis asivuv mitzidoi, and this should not bring about shlo yismoite to ragleim shel seine Yisrael. Vayedaber Hashem el Moshe lech reid. By the Cheta Egel, the Rebbeinu Shalom told Moshe Rabbeinu, Lech Reit. Mai Lech Reit. Omar Rabbe Lozor, Omar Le Yakodish Bolchu, Le Moshe, Moshe Reit Migdulosho. That your Dalge Yiftel, go down from your Dalge. Klum no Sati Lecho Gdulo Elo Bishvil Yisrael. Achshav, the whole gedula of Moshe Rabbeinu is b'shvil Yisrael. Achshav Yisrael chotu, now that Klal Yisrael was chote, lo malach gedula. You are undeserving of gedula. First of all, we have to know what the Klal was ma'ire chazal to darshan lech reid, reid migdulascha. Why, maybe lech reid means go down from the mountain. How do you know it means lech reid migdulascha? So the Tzlach explains, because if it was a tzivu to go down from the mountain, we look, see further in the psukim that the Moshe Rabbeinu still stood there and he was mispalo, and the Rebbeinu Shalom was speaking to Moshe Rabbeinu. If there was a tzivu to go down, you go down, finished. What's, so al kochoch, the reid was not a yeride, to go down from Har Sinai. No, it was a yediya reid megdulascha. Klum nosati lecha gedula. The Anaf Yosef says amoyre dikizach, which be'emison the Ryan says in chayves halvovis. Let me first tell you the lashon of the chayves halvovis. The chayves halvovis in Shara Bitochin says as follows. Gmul Oilam Haba, Amoyre de Kechayves Halvovis. In order to be deserving of Oilam Haba, Ein Adam Roiloi Bemaseyu Bilvad. That alone, that he takes care of himself, that he's not deserving of Oilam Haba. Ach Yeroi, when is one deserving of Olam Haba? Achrei ha-maisa ha-toiv, she-yoyre b'nei Odom, avoydes ha-boyre yis-ale, v'yan-higem la-seis ha-toiv. When is a person deserving in Olam Haba? When he teaches people, he's manic people, lasoi satoi. Kemoisha oma, umatzdikei horabim, kekechovim loilom vod. The maila of kechovim is by matzdikei horabim. Vachasha yiskabets, lemishtadil, gemul hatstokosoi, el gemul tzitkosoi, yeroi le gemul oilom abob. And the Sochevus Avov says, if you'll put together this chus that he himself is a tzaddik, and then he's matzdik others, then he's roi l'gmul olam haba. Later, the Sochevus Avov says, there's another way a person gets olam haba, that's through chesed, but it's not, he's not deserving. Locho Hashem hachosed kiata tisham lishke maseyu. If he only took care of himself, that's chesed. He doesn't deserve it, but the Rabbeinu Shlom mitzad midas hachesed gives him olam haba. Abu mitzad midas hadin, he's only deserving if he was matzdik others. Now, what is the reason in this? So the pshat is because olam haba is a schar nitzchi; it's a schar forever. So if he did pu'ulis, which are nitzchi yistike pu'ulis, by Avraham Avinu it says l'man asher yitzav es bonov es bnei beisoy. That means that Avraham Avinu was not only doing for himself. He was creating nitzchiyus. He was creating doyres. So the schar of nitzchiyus, a pool of nitzchiyus, deserves nitzchiyus. The gdula of Moshe Rabbeinu was that he was the manik of Klal Yisrael. So he was zoyche to a gdula shel nitzchi. Because he was manik Klal Yisrael l'netzach. If Klal Yisrael had a Yerida, he wasn't successful in his mission, so then that's Reid Migdulascha. So then you lost your Madrega of Gedula. The Ben Yoyoda says something very interesting. He says as follows, that the Mefolshim say that there was an Einish. By the Einish of Adam Arishin, it says, V'koitz v'dardar tatzmiach loch. There was an Einish of dardar. It's a type of a thorn. So he says, the Mephoshim say as follows, the chait of Adam Arishin was twofold. He was machlef, he changed a dalet for a reish, and a reish for a dalet. In what way? We say, Hashem echot. Echad means there's nothing else. Ein oid mulvada. If a person does with different ritzaynes, so he makes some the dalad areish. Hashem acher, it's another one. The maila of echad becomes niklash. The dalad becomes areish. Loisi stachevel el acher, he makes from the reish adalad. L'ishtachava l'keil echod. That means ishtachavoye is he's in ganzen mevatel daitoi to the Rabbeinu Shaloylam. So by not listening to the Rabbeinu Shaloylam, he's making from the reish adalad. Al koponim, this combination of switching, making from adalad a reish and a reish adalad, that was dardar. The payment will be dardar. You make such a chiluf, you make from the dalad of echad a reish, and from the reish of acher a dalad, so the einish will be dardar. Al kaponim, he wants to say that's the reish dalad rei migduloscha. The chet of Klal Yisrael was also the same bechina that was missing in Hashem echad in loisishtachva lekel echad. That's labaisa what happened. So that's why there's a loshin of reish. Yeah, miyad toshas koichoi shel Moshe, v'loi hoyo loi koich ledaber. The Rabbeinu shel Olam said, "Reid megdulascha," so he didn't have koich ledaber. V'kivin she'oma heref mimeni v'ashmidein v'esa oischa legoi godu, oma Moshe dover zet tolibi miyad omeid v'nischazek v'tfile u'bikesh rach. One of the Mephoshim, I think that Tzlach says, Amir de Kipshat. The Rabbeinu Shalom told him, Reid Megdulascha, So he couldn't be mispalo. Toshash koychay shomay shaloy le koyach ledaba. He couldn't say anything. But kimin shamayach mimen, he started saying. So he says as follows. Rabbi Shalom told him, you lost your gedula. So he was put in a modern position. This would be mispalo now for Klal Yisrael. So it seems he wants to get, he only heard he lost his gedula. So we'll see, he wants to get back his gedula. So he's being mispalo for himself. So das taigdach nicht. So he didn't know what to do. So he kept quiet. So the Rabbi Shalom told him, Heref mi meni vashmi, the v'asa oischa l'goy godl. Fakat, the alternative is, v'asa oischa l'goy godl. So he was mispalo, that shouldn't occur. No, Klal Yisrael should come back. So then already he had the koyach hadibur. The koyach hadibur he got because the alternative was fakelt was better for him. So then that everyone could see that the tefillah is not kovid atzma yu dairish, nor is dairish the tzorech of Klal Yisrael. Moshe lemelech shekoas al bnoi. Vohoya makeyu mako gedoilo. Vohoya oyeve yoyshev lefonei misyore. The oyev was watching the terrible hakoh, and he was afraid to open up his mouth. Loima loidova. Omar HaMelech, ilmolei oyavize sheyoyshev lefonei haraktiho. So the melech showed the gewaldike koyach this oyev has. And he told him, because of the oyev, I'm not killing you. Omar dova zeh toli bi, miyad omat vihitziloi. So that was from the heref mimeni. So he learned that he's bekoyach to be meira rachman. Va'ato hanicho li v'yicha api bohem va'achalein v'esa oischo l'goy godl. Omar Rabbi Yebou ilmolei mikro kosel v'yevshe lo'imroi. V'loshin hanicho li, let go of me. Melamed shetofsoi Moshe l'Hakadosh Baruch Hu ka'odam shutayfes es chaveiro bebigdoi v'omer lefonov Ribbono shel Olam ein ani menichecha ad shetimchel v'sislach lohem. So we see a very muzel dikeloshin hanicholi. The Tzlach wants to say pshat. We see how Chazal, when the Chazal say the Moshul, they don't say, L'chir anicholi means, let go of me. And the Moshul, Melamed Shetos, that the Moshul, Melamed Shetos, say Moshul HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ke'odam the Moshul, shu toifes as chaveiroi bebigdoi. When Chazal give a Moshul, they say, he's holding the chaver through the begodim. So the Tzlach explains this Gemara as follows. The Ribbono shel Olam never changes. There's no shinui in the Ribbono shel Olam. Where there is a shinui in anhoge, that's the midos that the Ribbono shel Olam is mishtamish behem. That's the anhoge, that is called the shinui we see in the midos. For example, when the Ribbono shel Olam, there's a matziv of zam or kas, so l'saber es oizen, we say the Ribbono shel Olam is wearing begodim which are moira an kas. The Pasuk says, Madua odoim lilbushecha. Why are your begodim odoim? Bigdei odoim is moire and begodim of nekome. So Moshe Rabbeinu, that was tofas Moshe bigdei. That means this mide, this gewaldike mide of zam, which was chal b'shas techeita egel, Moshe Rabbeinu was holding it that it should not be nispashet ba'olam. That's ka'odam shutayfes as chaveiro bebigdoi. The Goyin says a different pshat in this Gemara. The Goyin says that the luchais wasn't pashet. The luchais were a chelek alakai mimal. the Luchais were a Kaddish Miyot, and he says, Achelek Alakame Mal, so we see the Gevaldik Kedushas HaLuchas. And Kozman, the Luchas, were by Klal Yisrael, it was impossible that they should be destroyed. Because the Rabbeinu Shel Olam gave them something that's shayach to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, Achelek Alakame Mal, and he says a very interesting bia, the inyan that a husband gives a wife a tabas by kedushin, is pshat is that he gives something that belongs to him that she should hold on to it, and kozman she's holding on to the thing that belongs to him, so it's like she's holding on to him. That is the rayon of the tabas kedushin. The luchais, even though it was polchu ha'oisiyais, but the shvarim were kayim. In Kozman, the Luchas remained, even the Shivrei Luchas remained by Klal Yisrael. It's considered that they're still holding on to the Rabbeinu Shlom, and then there can't be any clear because they're ochos in the Rabbeinu Shlom. The pilpul of Hanicholi is that Moshe should let go of the Luchas. That was the Shaila. And that was Moshe Rabbeinu did not want to let go of the Luchas. He wanted that Klal Yisrael should always be tofos in the Luchas. And that's the marshal of Teifes as Chaveiroi Bebigdoi. Ve'ese oischa l'goy godol. The Rabbeinu Shalom told Moshe Rabbeinu, I'll make you for a goy godol. Omar Rabbe Lozo, Omar Moshe Bnei Kodesh Bochu, Rabbeinu Shaloylam, Uma Kisei, Shel Sholosh L'golim, Eine Yoche Lamid Lefonecho B'Shas Kascho, Kisei sharegel echod al achas kamo vekamo. If there are a kisei which stands on 3 feet cannot be oimid b'shas kascho. It is a difficult, the whole Gemara is fair, but this is what is, the shaila is, that Moshe Rabbeinu taina to the Rabbeinu Shloilam, how could klal yisrael have a kiyum? If a kisei shal shoresh laglayim can't stand, so how could a kisei shal regel echod stand? So the Masha asked the Kasha, this is not a Kisei Shal Regal Echo, this is a Kisei Shal Darva Glayim. That means, Ve'esa Oischa L'Goy Godel, so now we have Moshe Rabbeinu, and the Bnei Moshe are also Bnei Avram Yitzchak V'Yakov. So it's a Kisei of Darva Glayim. So it's not, so what's the Kal V'Chomer? Maybe 4 will help. 3 doesn't help. 4 Glayim will help. So the Tzlach wants to say Pshat in the Gemara as follows. He wants to say that what will be if he'll accept this? If he'll accept this, he won't be mispalal on Klal Yisrael. Ve'esa oischa l'goy godel. So the whole chelik of Klal Yisrael will chas v'sholom be nismoited to Klal Yisrael and ve'esa oischa l'goy godel. So he says if he does that, there's one of two alternatives. Either the others will be very angry at him, or have a meiradika hakpode. That means he was maskim that ve'esa oischa l'goy godel and v'achal oisam kiroge, and the rest of the bnei Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov didn't care. He only thought about his own children. Ve'esa oischa l'goy godel. So either the others will have a meiradika hakpode. So when there'll be another Zman of Kas, so they won't be mishtatev to be Ma'ire Rachman. There'll be a Psazah Mide Keneged Mide. You weren't mispalel al Boneinu. Why should be mispalel on your Bonin? So Memele, eventually you'll end up to become Akisei Shel Regolech. That's if they'll have an Akpode. If they won't have an Akpode, so what'll be? They will be mispalel. Both Bnei Avram Yitzchak V'Yaakov. But he says, how will I be able to face them? So that means they'll be mispalo for my children, and I wasn't mispalo for their children. Al koponim, shalayoy, achshiv yemeru pan neshamid aleim bikish gdula la'atzmu lebikish aleim rachmi. Vayechal Moshe es pnei Hashem. It should have said vayispalo. So Chazal here from the vayechal different drosh. Omar Rabbi Lozo, Melamed Shispalo, this is the Bach's Gilsa, there are a few Gilsois of Shispalo, Moshe, Ache Hechlo. Till he became sick. I mean, that was the Dikoiches he put into the Tfilah. Abaya Omar Ache Hechlo La Kodish Bohu. That is a second Gilsa. Hechlo La Kodish Bohu, others say Pshat Hechlo Zoloshen, of Lashon of Chalishis, that there's Dino Rafye and Dino Kashe. There's two types of Dinim. There's the Inyan of Hamtokas Adinim of being Machlish the Din. Shehechlo LaKadosh Baruch Hu means that the Vayechal is a Lashon that the Midas Adin became Shvacher. That is Hechlo LaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's how others say Pshat. Rashi says, let's see Rashi, Hanichali, Mashm Shayeches Boy, Sholosh Loglaim, Abraham Yitzchak V'Yakev, Shechleyu Hivtzer Boy. What does that mean, Shechleyu Hivtzer Boy? The Marsho says Pshat, She'osa, the Loshna Chleyu is, She'osa atzmoi chulin, shehivtzaboy v'loya mispalol kederech hamispalim b'koyved roish. In Rashi, the Marsho says pshat, the oifen hatfilah of Moshe Rabbeinu was with such haftzores. That means there's a certain amount of prestige that a person does not belittle himself when he asks for something. Moshe Rabbeinu belittled himself. Osa atzmoi chulin. To be matzal klal Yisrael. That's pshat according to Rashi. Rava Omar, or there's a different girse, Rava Omar, at shehefer loy nidroy. That he brought about that the Rabbein Yisrael should be made for the neder. Siv hocha vayechal, uch siv hosam loyachal devoroy, v'omar ma hu einay meichel, avol acherim moichlem loy. So v'yichal is a loshen to shter, to be matter the neder. There's a machloikis, if pshat is that the dimyon of the Gemara is that just like we find in Hilchus Nedorim, that one person makes a neder, and the neder alone cannot be matter, but acherim moichlem loy. So that's also pshat. The Rebbein Shalom said, Zleveyach lelehim yochron. That was the bechina of a shvue. So the Rabbeinu Shloilam Kav Yochel could not be Meichel. No, Moshe Rabbeinu was Meichel. That's how the Marsho learns Pshat. And the Chiddush Rashba says it's a dimyan haloshin, but not a dimyan hamaise. Not that the Rabbeinu Shloilam needed the hatore of Moshe Rabbeinu. No, it's only that Moshe Rabbeinu had kapoiled that the Rabbeinu Shloilam should be matter the neder. The Zohar that is said by right before Kol Nidre, it would seem from over there that there's an Indian to be Meichel the Neder. They're speaking about the Neder of Golus, that Tzadike HaDoyer HaBekoyach to be Meichel the Neder. So it's a Loshen al Koponim of Haforas Nedorim or Atoras Nedorim. Ushmuel Omar, a different translation by Yechal. Melamed shemosar atzmoi lemisa aleim. Shenemar vimayin mecheinino misifrecho. I think this is a moira de keraya to the Ramban in Chumash. He learned pshat, by Yechal is a loshen cholo, a dead person. That's how Shmuel learned. Belamed shemosar atzmoy lemisa aleim. Shenema, he brings the posik vim ayin mecheini no misifrecho asher kosafta. So what is the raya from the posik? The Ramban in Chumash says pshat in this posik. The other Rishonim don't learn say this pshat. But the Ramban says as follows. Mecheini no tachtom mi sefer achayim. Moshe Rabbeinu was mispal to the Rabbeinu Shlom, take me out from the Sefer HaChaim. Whatever Chaim means, take me out.
Ve'ezboil ani on shom. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, the einish that is deserving to Klal Yisrael, I'm taking upon myself. Ki'inyin she'omar ha'kosuv. The Ramban brings a posik in Yeshaya, which is speaking about Mashiach. The posik says, v'hu mecholol mipsha'enu. Medukya me'avayneisenu. Musar shleimenu olav. U'bachaburosay nirpalonu. There it says the inyin that the tzaddikim are soivel v'avoynes hadoel. So, and that's how the Ramban learns, mecheni misifcha asher kasavta, means misayfer achayim tachtom. So it's a gewaldike raya from this gemara. That's how Shmuel said pshat, because if you look in Rashi, the sefonim say a different pshat, mecheni no misifcha, which it wouldn't be a hemshech. But according to the Ramban, it's a meiridike hemshech, v'yichal is a loshen Cholol aloshin misis shemosar atzmai lemisa aleim. Omar Rove, Omar Rav Yitzchok, a different shot. Milamei shehechlo aleihem midas rachmin. Bichal is aloshin chalois, it should be chalon them midas rachmin. Verabonon omri, milamei shema moishel of nea kodish bolchu, ribayni shaloilam. Chulon huloch masois kadova hozeh. The inyan of chulan is, just like Avraham Avinu was mispalol by Sdoim, chalila lecha lahom is tzadik v'rosha, so Moshe Rabbeinu was tining, in Klal Yisrael, there were those which were not oivdei ha'egel. So chulan ulecha me'asois kadover hazeh. Vayechal Moshe es p'nei Hashem, Tanya Rabbi Elezer Hagodoloimer, another pshat. Melameid she'omad Moshe betfilo lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu ad she'ochaztoi achilu. Mai achilu? Omer Rabbi Elezer eisha latzomeis, mai eisha latzomeis, Omer Abaye eshto de garmi. This eshto de garmi is a Esther de Garmi, the Ben Yayoda says, this is a fever that's, this certain fever that's in the goof, that's not dovuk to that tzomeis. But this was a fever that's more pneumistic, it's not so superficial, it's a fever that is chal in that tzomeis, in the atzmius of the person. What is pshat in this? So the Ben Yayoda says, that there's a maisa in Nach that the Novi went over to a person and he told him he should hit him and he didn't want to hit him. Ganze maisa. Then the Yenna was nenesh because he was not in the kind of tzivi of the Novi. Then he went over to another person, he told him b'shem Hashem to hit him and he hit him. And Chazal say, dam sheyotso min ha-Novi kashe kol ho-ish nitzailu kol Yisrael min hereg b'mochemes aram. That also the same type of inyan that the yisurim, that a tzaddik is soivul, so al kaponim, that is kineged, that covers the yisurim that the deir is deserving to get. So memela the tzvile ot kepoilt ad she'ochastoi achilu. This was the aniyas atvile, that Moshe Rabbeinu, who wasn't deserving of an oinish, had this fever, eishalat somais, and that helped bring about the kapora. Zochel Avram liYitzrok liYisrael avodecha shnishbato lahem boch. Mai boch? Omer Rabbi Lozo, Omer Moishel v'nei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ribayne shaloylum, ilmo leinishbato lahem b'shemayim uva'oret, if the shvua would have been not boch, Hayisi yoyim kishem sheshemayim ba'oretz b'teilim, kach shvuoscha b'teilim. V'achshav shnishbat olem b'shimcha ha'godol, ma'shimcha ha'godol chay v'kayim lo'olam lo'ol me'olamim, kach shvuoscha kayemes lo'olam lo'ol me'olamim, v'klal Yisrael should have a kiyum. Rashi asher nishbat olem boch, shenema b'kedes Yitzchok, bi nishbat. V'tedaber aleyem, Arbe ezarechem kechoich ve'yashemoy, v'chol ho'oretz hazois asher amarti etel ezarechem v'noch lo'loilom. So the Gemara says that that the Yesher Amarti, Hay Yesher Amarti, we're going but to Daber Aleim. You said, Arbe Zarechem, Kechich Veshemayim, Bechol Ha'oretz Azoi Yesher Amarto, Asher Amarto, Etim Lezarechem. Now, what's Amarti? So, Omar Rabbe Leza, Ad Kan Divrei Talmud. Moshe Rabbeinu said the first half of the Pasuk, but to Daber Aleim. You said, Arbe Zarechem, Kechich Veshemayim. That was the end of the Bakosh of Moshe Rabbeinu. The Rabbeinu Shloim answered him, V'cholorot azois asher amarti, V'cholorot azois asher amarti, I will give it lezarechem. V'kan ve'elach divrei harav. That's the first pshat in the Gemara. That the Rabbeinu Shloim said asher amarti. Rabbi Shmur ban Achmeini omar, Eilu ve'elu divrei talmid. Moshe Rabbeinu said the whole pasuk. Elakachamu, Moshe bnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rabbeinu Shloim. Dvorim she'amarto li, you told me, leich emor lahem liYisrael bishmi, holachti v'amarti lahem bishimcha, achshav ma ani oimer lahem. Let us see Rashi. Ad kan ad kach v'shemayim is divrei, atalmid, mikam bilati v'rav, omar loy esek edvarecha, al abim mikayim, the tefillah was ended. Dvorim she'amarto li b'sne, amarto li ela eschem yoni mitraim el eretz toivu rechove, I told that over b'shimcha. So now what's going to be? So the Tzlach explains the second Loshen. With the Rambam we once mentioned, the Rambam says that, the Rambam explains like this, there are certain nevuas, even if it's a nevua l'toiv, that can become this battle. The Rambam nuches yisoy de yatoire. And there are certain nevuas l'toiv that cannot become this battle. The Rambam explains as follows. By Yaakov Avinu, the Rebbeinu Shalom told him, Hine anoichi imoch shmarticha b'chol asher teilech. There was a avtocha l'toiv. V'afal pikem v'yiro Yaakov miyoy. Yaakov was afraid that the nevua won't be niskayim. V'ashem o'yigrei machet. So we see a nevua l'toiv can become this battle if there's a cause that it should become this battle. That's a nevua that the Navi heard b'shem Hashem. A nevua that was said over l'klal Yisrael from a Navi to klal Yisrael, such a nevua l'toiv will never become battle. That was the oifin, how klal Yisrael could be assured that this is a Navi emet. So Memele, this is what the Tzlach says. The Tzlach says that Amart, that the Moshe Rabbeinu was telling the Rabbeinu Shalom, I told them over already b'shimcha. This is a nevua l'toiv that can never become this battle. So that's how the Amarti comes in. Mi bilti yecholes Hashem. So the Gemara asks, Yochel Hashem mi boilei. If the Masha says al pidikduk, if it means the noun of yecholes, it should have said mibiltu yecholes lashem. Since it doesn't say lashem, it means that it's like a verb. Mibiltu yecholes Hashem, that the Rebbeinu Shalom cannot do. So yecholes is a lashon nekeveh. Yechol Hashem miboyle. Omalei, Omar Abelozom, Omoshel Nekadosh Baruch Hu Rebbeinu Shloilam. Achshav yaimru umesa oilam. Toshash koichai kinekeve. Dumas Olam will say that Toshash koichai kinekeve. Veine yochel ahatzol. They'll say now that you can't be matzol them. Oma HaKadosh Baruch Hu LaMoshe V'LeKvaro Nisim Megvura Shosisi Lem Aleyam. Well, how could Dumas Olam say such a thing? Amorofon of Rebbeinu Shel Olam Adayin Yesh Lam Loima LeMelech Echad Yochel Amid L'Shloishim Echad Malachim Eine Yochel Amid. That was the taina of Moshe Rabbeinu. The Ben Yayod explains how does it come in Toshash Koichai Kinekeve. So he says, really, Moshe Rabbeinu came with two tainas. He tainted, you see by an Ekeve, a woman has a child, Altsgate, good Baruch Hashem, a second child, a third child, a fourth child, everything's going good. But one has to realize one thing, that after each later, the woman is getting schwacher and schwacher. So even though you see that everything is going good, but we have to realize that the ladies are taking a toll. So Moshe Rabbeinu told the Rabbeinu Shalom, the Umas Olam are going to say, they saw all the Nisim. But the Nisim, one Nes, another Nes, a third Nes, we're up to already after the Esther Makis and those. So they'll say, Mi bilti yechaylos Hashem. Toshas koichai kenekeve. They'll say they saw the Hatzloch of the Nisim, but Toshas koichai kenekeve. So the Rabbi Nishloilam told him, he says, how can they say such a thing? He mentions, he mentions Kriyas Yamsuf. Why did he mention that Kriyas Yamsuf? So the Ben Yoyoda says as follows, he says, how could they tiny that I'm getting weaker? Because Kriyas Yamsuf, the Makis in Mitzrayim is called the Etzba. Kriyas Yamsuf is called the Yad. So the Makis in Mitzrayim were five times more than the Makis in Mitzrayim. So you see, I'm not getting weaker. So Mela, how could you say such a thing? That was to shlug up the first time of the Rabbi Nishleim. So Moshe Rabbeinu came with a second time. You're right. That they can't say. But they'll say something else. That a person is a Moshel betachtoinim. The whole tachtoinim was given under the memshole of a person. In Yisod Anikeve is also a Moshel ala tachtoinim. But the difference is, v'hu yimshel boch. But she is a Moshel that there's someone over her. So Del Taine, you're also a Moshel. You're a Moshel over one Melech. Aber keneged lamed alef melochim eine yochel lamed. That was Lamaise, the hamlots of Moshe Rabbeinu. Amar Rabbi Yechon, the minayim shechosar kodesh bohu bohoidel ele Moshe, shenema v'yemer Hashem, solachti kidvorecho. You're right. Tony de Rabbi Shmuel, kidvorech asidim umasaylam loima came. They will say such a thing, mi bilti yechaylus Hashem, keneged lamed alef melochim. Ashrei talmid sherabbi moideloi. Vulom chai oni, omar rov amar Rav Yitzchok, melamed shomlai kodesh bochu le Moshe, Moshe hech yisoni bidvorecho. What is this hech yisoni bidvorecho? So the Ben Yodo says pshat, as follows, that the pasuk says, "Malva Hashem chaynein dal." A person who is chaynein adal, it's considered like he's lending the Rabbi Yishlal money. Why is it that way? Because every yid is a chelik alakaymi mal. So when a person does chesed with a yid, it's considered he's doing chesed with the Rabbi Yishlal olam. That's the pasuk, "Malva Hashem chaynein dal." And that's that Atam Advekim Bashem Alekechem. Every Yid is a Chelek Alekai Mimal in himself. Others say that Shad Kol Yisrael Yeshlam Chelek. Every Yid is a Chelek Alekai Mimal in himself. Al Koponim, so Hech Yisani Bidvorecho means to say like this, through your tefillah, which you brought about a Kiyum, or Chiyus for Klal Yisrael, so hech yisani bidvorecha, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is machshiv in medame, the chiyus to klal Yisrael ki'ilu hech yes atzmai, the same bechine of malva Hashem chaynein dal. Dorish Rabbi Simloi, lo'olam yisader odom shvochi shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'achar kach yispalo. First a person should say the shvochim of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, and then he should be mispalo his bakoshes. Minai minolon mimoshe. Tchsiv ve'eschanan al Hashem ve'eisahi. So this was Bakoshe for himself. Tchsiv Hashem olikim at echeloiso laharis es avdecho es godlucho ves yotcha chazoka shemikel bashemayim bolso shiasach masecha figvoisecho. So first there was Sidur Shvochim shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tchsiv ba'asrei ebrono ve'ere es ha'oretz ha'toivo. Hechisoni bifnei ha'umim.